Oh, wow.
In I was just watching it.
Shanked it.
He's getting frustrated.
I like that you're a step behind a back dunk.
Oh, no.
Did you guys hear what he's saying on this thing right now?
Who is this guy?
Joey, they're picking on you today, buddy. I feel bad for you.
Can I request some FB bloopers next time?
We get after the job.
Fudge. Fudge. That's what we say.
No way for the Cowley Club.
You should be on the U.S. National Ryder Cup.
Oh, wow.
There, there we go.
No, that's not what I mean.
At what point is Joseph DeMar going to say, hey, I'm going to be on time for a podcast? I'm going to show up.
He sent nine. He has sent nine messages into the group chat since 6:02, which he was already 2 minutes late at that point. He's now sent nine messages, none of which have anything to do with the podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Joseph.
Joe? What time is it, Joe?
Well, 3:07. I've been in over a minute and a half.
Fellas, big week ahead. A lot of content. We got our big guest, Sebastian Maniscalco. We'll be joining the program, which is terrific. Very excited about that. One of the better comedians out doing it right now. Am I wrong?
Not
Could
wrong.
Be, right?
So. You're not wrong.
Tickets a big Maniscalco guy.
Sure yeah. is.
I'm closeted. Yeah, I'm a. And
I don't think it's closeted. You were running us down left, right, and center down Broadway.
Is
about
listening to every done. Episode of the podcast a big fan? I guess so. I mean, you tell me.
You do listen to Sebastian and Pete every single episode. No,
the Pete and Sebastian show. That's absolutely right.
I want to get a thing of ticket on the green with Maniscalco, like behind him, like Manziel-ish, like photo. And then I would like at some point we could get a collage of like all the people that Tick's been on the green with.
Yeah, but I was talking about that for some time now. That's going to go in his office in Florida.
That would be sick. Tick, are you going to have an office in Florida?
Barely going to have a room, dog.
Oh, come on, oh, wait, man.
That's big breaking news, by the way. If I may, Tick. The Ticket and Binyamin have decided, you know what? We're going to bunk up first month of Florida. Let's see how that thing runs and take it from there. Ticket, take me through your thoughts on deciding to bunk with Madman himself.
I'm excited. I'm also worried. I've made a massive, massive mistake. Because I think when we first get there, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm worried about week two when we really settle in. He's had enough of the pleasantries, and he's just going to be locked in his room. He's going to come out, get something. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? He's like, do not talk to me. Don't talk to me. And
you guys?
I'm nervous. I'm going to be walking on eggshells in a place that I've put half the money in.
No, then hold on.
It's not your home. Oh, whoa.
You boys will link up at feeding time.
That is my biggest concern because
watering buffaloes at the fucking Serengeti watering hole, dude.
That's my biggest concern.
Each other all day, and then you're gonna be like, you gonna do any Uber Eats? Like,
this is the year you bulk up.
It'll be a text from room to room. Like, you hungry?
This is the year that Tick's supposed to get shredded. And I don't know if, like, bunking with Binyamin, those late night eats, if that's going to be.
Well, Yamin is also. He eats half a meal. He eats 800 calories a day now. So I actually think he'll be a good influence on me in that.
Are you on the air diet, Yamin?
Not if you saw what I saw yesterday, Tick. It was not an 800 calorie day.
Listen. Everybody knows that the new year doesn't start until January 2nd. So yesterday was the last day of 2023.
My guy got a double scoop from Baskin Robbins.
this guy's talking as if he wasn't like facilitating it? All
Love
this.
It?
He almost
gotta
forced
have
me.
It.
He forced me to get the double scoop so he could feel better about his triple scoop in the waffle cone.
Did I see like a salted caramel with a sherbet on top
of it?
Off.
It was a. It was
How
a
did you see that, Effie?
I got a picture.
It was a like Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream, they called it, and then two scoops of rainbow sherbet, which is like a wild mix.
The wildest mix of a cone I've ever heard of.
Paid the extra $1.50 for the dry ice too. The tickets.
to get it on the way. I mean, you have to.
You gotta travel well, dude.
Did you get priority too? Straight to you? $2.99. You're worth it.
Yeah, we did. Me and Yamin yesterday, Sergio, we did Oh, I had breakfast in the morning. But from the time Yaman came, we did Wendy's before the Rose Bowl, Chinese during the Rose Bowl, and then Baskin-Robbins during the game.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was tough.
By the way, Yaman, by your theory, if it's the last day of 2023, then the play of the year was actually the play of the year.
You know, yesterday, I'm talking to Cole Cutsy about the games, and I go, he's like, I'm all in on Michigan. He goes, my guy says it's his game of the year. And I was like, Cutsy, it's January 1st.
How'd that turn out, Yaman?
He goes, well, that's fine, but you got 364 days and no more games of the year. That was it.
This is game of the year.
January 1 is game of the year.
And it hit. It hit. Yeah.
Guy had his game of the century the day it struck 12 on 2000.
You just ignore the guy? You just ignore every pick he makes for the rest of the year?
No, it won. It was a good pick.
No, I know, but at this point.
The game of the year was on – the ball dropped into the game of the year.
I know what you want me to tell you, man. I gave you a winner.
Winners win. You know, when I said that, I realized that, and I was just hoping you would just not realize that. But
normally it would have slid right by me, but somehow – all lots gets by me, FP, including who Action Bronson is, because I have no idea.
That's mind blowing, dude.
Yeah. Cutsy's gonna come to the next round though, just like rapping Action Bronson. Like he's just gonna be like Action
Bronson has a cooking, doesn't he have a cooking show?
He does like guy.
Yeah.
That guy's on Netflix or something. He's a white dude with that looks that raps.
You just held up a picture of him.
Yeah, I know. I saw the picture. I had no idea. But then when you talked about the food thing, then it made sense. But I couldn't tell you one song he sang.
He's in that fucking the Pete Davidson movie, The King of Staten Island, for about 10 seconds. He walks out. You know what I'm talking about. He's in the Pete Davidson movie. He walks out. He's just like dying for 5 seconds. That's my whole story.
Wow. That's tough.
Well, so, Bob, how would you handle – because I need tips. How would you handle getting an apartment with Binyamin for – 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. What would be?
I thought it was a month. Now it's 2 weeks.
Well, it's 2 to 4 weeks. We don't know yet.
You gotta be at peace and okay with just being quiet for a while. Like you gotta be able to give him spurts where you just don't say anything.
I can't do that.
That puts him in a real good spot. Like he's gonna give you the times where it'll be a fucking blast. Like when he's going off and. If he's angry like that, but you have to give him his spurts where you just don't say anything and be okay with that because he's okay with that.
For how long, Bob?
It goes long, dude. He'll kind of let you know when he's ready to start talking again.
We had a situation, not a situation, but we were driving. What did we do? We were driving home. What happened recently that was just like this? Because you were
a big wave.
You told me. That I never knew this. You guys said to me, you're like, oh yeah, like sometimes you just can't talk to him. You just like let him. I thought everybody was like that. Like there's nothing I like more than dead air. Like
so when we played with Big Wave Dave. We were on the golf. Me and Yama spent the last 2 weeks together every single day. We played with Big Wave Dave and we were leaving the course. And you know, it was a long day of golf. We were getting ready to come back, and it was like a little over an hour drive. And I said to Jet, like, I can't sit in the front. Like, I don't like sitting in the front seat. And I was like, you're going to have to take the reins on the conversation. Like, you're going to have to anchor most of the conversation. He's like, all right, whatever. That's fine. He went into the front seat and like Big Wave is talking to him. And like, he's just giving him nothing. Like Jet just didn't have anything for him. So I'm in the back. I'm like, I'm going to let him ride. And there was just nothing. So I had to really start chirping in, but Big Wave turned to him at one point. He's like, Jet, like what's wrong or whatever. And Jet's like, this is me, Wave. This is me.
Well, he said, I didn't realize, like, I thought that the golf, like, we played golf for 4 hours. I got all my words out then. Like, the car ride back, I was just, like, you know, trying to enjoy my, you know, the silence that I enjoy. But everybody likes to talk. Like, everybody. Like, even every car ride we're in together, everybody just wants to talk. Sometimes you just got to sit there, you know?
We did that for lunch. I took him out for lunch. And we were sitting at Tatsu, and like he just didn't say a word. And like I'm eating the fucking ramen, and I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, so, you know, like I only know what to say so much. And then he just kind of look at me, and then he'd be like, "What?" And I'd be like, "Oh, geez, man." So We essentially ate ramen in silence.
I don't get enough credit, because the truth is, when I like when I bring it to in like an like a level like a high level. So you gotta, you know.
I imagine so, it's gonna be.
Why does everybody just have to talk at all times? Like, whatever happened to science?
Come on, dude.
I imagine living with you is gonna be like, you know, when you go to the zoo and you're psyched to see the lions, but whenever you go see the lion exhibit, they're in the cave all sleeping and they won't come out, and you just want them to come out, but you can't force them to come out. They're gonna come out when they wanna come out. And I'm gonna have to treat it that way.
That's like exactly.
That's a great analogy, Tick.
That is exactly correct. But like, we're not. But we're also. I feel like we're just gonna be like. It'll be easier because we're just gonna be like working in the same place.
Bear's laying on its tummy too with its ass up. Dude, his ass up, dude.
This is a bang job of the highest degree. It's all true, but it's a bang job. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good for work. I do think what you're saying is correct. Like, you're not, if you're expecting like us to have these like long-winded conversations at all times of the day, it's just not going to happen.
No, but yeah, I will say though, what you'd say was like, when you're on, it's the best. There's nothing better than when you're on. It's the best thing in the world.
True.
Joey D on a gummy, Binyamin when he's on. Joey D on a gummy, Binyamin when he's on. That's the best. The best
of both. Joey D on a gummy is pretty special.
You know, it's low key is a lot of fun on a gummy is FP. We've only seen it a couple times, but FP on a gummy is a blast.
That's a fun ride. I like that guy a lot.
And then that's when the orders are never bigger, because we all just go to town. We all go to town. Where was it? Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas. We had some big ass orders. Where? we did like the Kentucky Fried Chicken and pizza, like back to back. Remember that?
Yeah, the I also feast?
Got lunch.
Yeah, we did. We did bagels too.
I gave Poppy and FP a bang job that same day, just a few hours earlier.
Oh.
But immediate hand up accountability.
What? It's like it didn't happen. It's all gone now.
Yeah, it's good. Remember when I banged you guys on that IG post? Yep.
Tummies.
Yeah. Oh, tummy
brothers. Come on. Oh,
no, the belly boys.
Belly boys.
Belly boys.
It did numbers. This is a great post.
God. Tick, Joe did mention, not to put on your spot, but I am curious. Are you now in shredding season? Because you talked about getting the biggest that you've ever gotten in 2023. And that seems to be accomplished. 2024, is it time now? I mean, from what they're saying, is it now? Is it 2024 shred season?
Yeah, I treated it much like January 2 is when it started, which is today. I've not gotten in the gym yet, but I'm eating a lot healthier. I've been saying no to some shit that I in the past wouldn't say no to. No Postmates orders. It is day one. So I'm starting by eating healthy. Lord knows this trip, I'm not going to get to the gym once. But I'm moving in the right direction.
We're starting the year with a trip. It's we gotta buckle.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Wait till Mr. Stubby gets his paws on you there, T.
It's going to take a lot. But wait, Bob. I think I'm in the right mindset to do it. I really
– Bob, I is think FP
– I will say LA is a little – LA's a little bit better. We really have an issue when we're like all on the road and we're in an Airbnb together.
Scottsdale.
That's when things get ugly. When you guys are still in your elements, you're at home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bob and I it's an issue, but like it this isn't the worst types of trips.
Well, the Scottsdale back-to-back trips should be interesting, cuz we got 15th to the 19th, and then we got a whole week for waste management. That's going to be
– it's going to be really tough.
That one's going to hurt.
That one's going to hurt. Nick, it's kind of one of those things like, you know, when you say you're going to do something, but it's so far out that you don't really think too much about it, you know, and then like the day finally comes. Like I do that. Jed even told me that I do that, and I get it where I'll say yes to things when I don't really want to do it, and then it comes up, and then I'm like – fuck. Like I've definitely fallen victim to that multiple times.
I didn't think 2023 was ever going to end. It was a movie, man, and it was a movie I didn't want to end. And I'm worried, especially after this conversation. Dude, these trips, I don't know what I'm going to do. Dude, he's right, actually. When we're all in an Airbnb or a hotel and we get those droop orders, those vicious, poisonous together, I don't know what
nobody. Nobody fills up like a kitchen counter island better than we do, bro. Yeah. If you have an island in your fucking kitchen, it is stacked with bags when we're in there.
And all we do is just push our last meal to the side. And we just flip. It's like a fucking conveyor belt.
A trough.
Yeah, we don't clean it. We just fucking throw it over here. We just find little areas to stick the
meal in. The most
appalling thing I've ever seen was when we were on our last trip and Jet went to go in for his fries and he grabbed the wrong fry, grabbed the fry from last night instead of the fry that had just came in. So he grabbed the cold fry instead of the hot. It was one of the most despicable moments I've ever seen.
Somebody saw on that last post that Jet did the the LeBron. So people were commenting on seeing the table and what was going on that table, and people were like genuinely concerned. Like they were messaging in the comments like, these guys have problems.
We're gonna be better.
Hey.
For all of 2023.
Will we be better? Will we be better?
Hey, Tick, here's your lead on you a lot.
Let's be better.
You know what, Tick? You could start with when Bob goes to for his runs in the morning, Tick, you can go with him.
Good. I'm gonna really, really cheat. I'm not gonna try. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it.
I think we're going to make an honest effort to really, really trim it down. I think this is the time to do it. And I think we just got to.
I missed it.
I think from like what I see in the comments, I think some people are getting like pissed at how fat we're getting. Like some people are like actually like angry about it, dude.
It's also all we talk about. Yeah. We don't talk about anything else other than how fat we are.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about sports.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We do. We talk about guys who do work out and do well with their body. I mean, we're just talking about the opposite of what we do.
No, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And you think
Texas would have won last night if we were their O-line?
They might have had a better shot.
Yo, that was a disaster. A catastrophe, some would say. Not for Texas, horns down, but for yeah, there you go, FB. There you go. Anybody else?
Let me see them horns down, Joey. Dude.
One more.
Yeah, I like Texas. Why are you
horns down accountability?
Horns down.
All right, I'll take it. Right. Like the coaching and the officiating and Washington blowing that game almost when they were up the whole stop doing that when they were up the whole time is it's a disaster. We need some changes.
I thought you had Washington with the
point. I have a few rules that I've come up with now. One, no punt returns.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. We're not doing punt returners anymore. If I'm coaching, there's no punt returners. That's number one. The amount of punts.
Scare catch everything?
You try to block everything. No punt. There's nobody back there. We're not putting guys back there anymore. All they do is muff punts. There were two muff punts in the Michigan game. That guy at the end almost blew the entire game. If he's not back, it doesn't happen. Okay,
that would have ruined my game of the year.
Correct.
The game of 2023.
Yeah.
It's really about if you want to give up, like what is the difference between returns that go for like more than like 30 yards versus like muffed punts or punts that go backwards? It can't be that crazy. So one, no punt returners. Two, the cornerback's going to start turning around when that ball's in the air. Tick knows what I'm talking about. And then there was a third one that happened last night that we forgot about.
That game was over.
it was over until it wasn't. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you guys felt. It felt like Texas was going to win that game at the end there. Like it was just inevitable that we were just watching it in slow motion that Texas was going to score.
Well, there was a way I had Washington with the points, and then I hedged with Texas money line. If they would have won, I would have hit everything.
It's the Jets special.
They would have won by one. Jen, I did it. You, I would have gotten them. I would have hit the middle. Because I had Washington with the points, and then I was so in on Washington that I just hedged so that if Washington lost, I wouldn't lose everything. But then there was a way when it came to the end, I was like, oh my God, if Texas wins, they win by 1 point, I'll hit both. And that's that middle ground that Jet loves.
I love that middle ground as well. Michael, I like it on over unders. I like a nice over at the start, and then they just score a shit ton of points. And then catching like a very high under. Middle ground, baby.
That Michael Penix Jr., currently in his 11th year in college, is unbelievable.
There's going to be guys in 2036 that are going to be saying it's their COVID year. Like the COVID year gave people another 5 to 6 years of eligibility. And it's never going to slow down. You would think by now – the COVID year is just about over.
Once Will Shipley is officially done.
Confirmed?
I don't know. I would hope so.
I doubt it.
When you guys told me, I think at the Texas game, the fact that Will Shipley still in college is I thought you guys were joking with me. That was at the Texas game, right?
I thought he played with Colt McCoy, dude. I thought he played with Colt McCoy.
Yeah. Will Shipley's Clemson.
Yeah.
You redshirt your freshman and sophomore year. Then you play four games. Then you play 4 years. You hit the transfer portal. You get a worldwide pandemic, and you can play a few more years.
I think you guys are going to have just the day-to-day games ticking and yams. Just you guys are going to have so much fun watching all the games together and everything. Like that will be the beauty of you guys living together. That's the type of stuff.
Also be working a lot, Bob.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't watch the games.
What games? They're going to watch NBA games?
Oh, this is worse.
By the way, when this college football ends and the NFL ends, you enter no man's land of hockey and
hockey playoffs are
NBA.
Great.
But you get
hockey playoffs are okay, but the in between when it's still regular season hockey and like mid season NBA.
And
then
that's when golf comes back.
Golf comes back, but you don't have it every day. No. And the first tournaments kind of stink.
And then baseball comes back for the summer.
Joe, are you still committed to taking 2 weeks off after the NFL season ends from gambling?
I was actually going to take a week off when I moved to Florida.
Well, the NFL
still talking off of gambling.
No, but I'm just – listen, I've been doing tremendously well. So, like, I right now, like, you know, when you're on a heater, you just got to let it ride. But, yes, FBI, I will take some time off, yes. Once everything's said and done. Right now, I'm like a fucking –
He's coming up on the ninth.
I fly to Florida on the ninth.
Are you prepared to stake our claim there based off of your?
Well, here's the thing: is I don't know where anything is there. Jupiter, West Palm, Palm Beach Gardens. It's all the same to me. Like I don't know. Like I people are like where you live. I'm like I don't know. Jupiter, West Palm, Palm Beach. Now apparently there's a Publix right across from me, Jet. So. Mm-hmm. That will be something I'll be checking out.
If you have 4 hours, you can get a sandwich.
They just got to get you some more chicken tenders. I actually have a good spot. I hope that, like, you know, you guys know that I'm going to have a brand new bed, mattress, everything for the guest room. So if anybody wants to come and visit, there's no more futon. You know, you guys are welcome to come and stay at a couple nights, not 2 weeks. Not 2-3 weeks, but a couple nights.
Is the brand new bed in the guest room, or
is your old bed
in the? Okay.
Well, I'm taking the frame of my bed right now. The frame. I'm getting all new pillows, mattress, everything, so that it'll be brand new. I think the guests deserve a nice bed.
You have two bedrooms and an office.
Yeah, it's like 1,600 square, 1,600 square feet. It's big.
Damn.
I got to buy all new furniture. I got to buy a car while I'm down there. By the way, FP, I need some suggestions for a vehicle when I'm down there. I think you were saying Jeeps. I don't know if I'm a Jeep guy, but I was looking at the X5. Thoughts on that?
The BMW guy?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of guy I am. I've been a Jaguar, Mitsubishi Eclipse, Toyota, Tundra.
You had an Eclipse
guy.
I had an Eclipse.
That I believe.
I had a truck. I had a Toyota Tundra.
You're a truck guy.
You're a car guy. I know nothing about car. People like list cars left and right. I know nothing. Then there are some people. I feel like the tick. I feel like you know everything about cars.
You know a thing or two about Range Rovers.
Well, yeah. And I know,
you got it. Like I know. Yamin.
Hey, Yamin, you could write it off. It's overweight.
I know that that's what makes a Subaru a Subaru, and that's it. Those are the two I know.
Damn. The Range Rover, I think, is one of the vehicles that they're overweight, so you could technically write off the payments.
Have you ever owned a car, Jet? Have you ever had a car?
He's never drove a car, yet alone.
He doesn't like to drive.
Don't say that. Not my.
You never had a car?
No, I never had my own, I own, like my own car now.
Wow.
But he wants a Range Rover.
Big decision.
Well, I'm not getting a Range Rover. I'll tell you, I started looking at cars, though. Like for I
really?
In Florida, we're all going to need cars.
What were you looking at? I would love to see what the search looks like.
Just just an old school Jag, maybe. I was looking at old Mercedes, like the little sedans. That's what I
with that stash you could pull off an old Mercedes. Coupe?
I just want a little sedan that goes fast, and that's it. I don't need anything else.
You should get yourself something loud, some old American muscle.
No, I don't. Yeah.
You get him a Chevelle.
An El Camino.
Oh. El Camino. You could be an El Camino guy.
I don't even know. I have to look that up. All I know about El Camino is that
El Camino's nice.
That's how fucking Jesse Pinkman
got. You can
got
get to anything last. Besides a van. Don't get a van.
Yeah, with that stash, a van would be tough.
That was good. But he could.
Yeah, don't give out candy in a van. Hilarious.
My only thing is, if you get a van, you got to get a Merle on the side of it with like a wizard or something.
I'm sorry, did you say a Merle?
Yeah, like a painting.
A mural. Did you sell it, Jack?
Joey D.
I'm giving it to my brother.
You're giving it to your brother. That's nice of you.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I do the right thing.
All right, folks, let's transition a bit here. We are now going to head on into our Callaway Cut segment, brought to you by none other than Callaway. To the Callaway Cut we go.
Joey Cold Cuts versus the Forest.
Oh boy.
Xander
just gets banged.
Yeah.
I get banged so bad in
you
the
You do.
My eye was already bad, Bob.
Oh wow.
In oh, is us watching it with rum?
Yeah, this is not gonna be good. And yep. Shank somehow ended up in a better spot.
Shanked it.
Xander loves
Still
it.
Still in the forest.
Shanked it.
Good Canadian boy shouldn't use that language though.
Oh, no.
It's funny, too, because I know them. Mr. Like, I've played golf with them, and we've played in pro-ams.
Did you get into help?
He's getting frustrated. You can see it in his face.
FP straightforward.
Oh, always FP's shot. Great shots of my blow-ups.
You know, oh, yeah, the kiss of death.
And then the channel. I'm just nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Just... He's like, Bob, what are you doing?
I'm nowhere to be found.
Oh my!
Yeah. Oh man, was that a 2v1?
Yeah, it was.
Sure, it was.
Dumbest thing ever. What are we doing here?
And there it is.
Yeah.
I like the Euro step, like behind the back dunk, like nobody ever does
that. Yeah, that was got, that one.
That is. I can't pull that off.
Jaron loves tacos and Euro.
Only a man like him can pull that off.
No.
There it is. The major.
Oh,
Joey
boy.
Versus the Forest 2. Here we go. Joey, they're picking on you today, buddy. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
Playing Sasquatch or something.
Oh my god,
I lose my shit here.
Did you lose the ball?
Oh no.
Joey, you gotta watch the language, buddy. That's poor Canadian of you right there.
Oh.
We're a little nicer than that. Fudge. Fudge. That's what we say.
My mom was going to love Adam.
Trying to hit out of the
Yes, she will.
To be fair, he is a better golfer than this.
Oh,
but there's also a little bit of this in the game sometimes.
That's nice.
You guys just grabbed in there. Maybe poison ivy or something?
Poison ivy.
Standard clubs. Burying us.
That's no way to treat a Callaway club. That's messed up. Jeez.
Oh, we're changing clubs. Yes, of course. There you go.
Do you guys hear what he's saying on this thing right now? This is...
Fucking Fern Gully.
Oh my god.
Good.
Let's go
Lord.
Back home to Vancouver and we'll work on this, okay?
All right.
You should
thanks,
be better
Adam.
Than this. Growing up in Vancouver.
We have another running video?
I call this a jog, but I'm pretty sure it's just a quick speed walk.
Yeah, that's fair.
Took a drop out of the hazard.
Come on, good shot.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's a good shot, right?
Yeah, throw on the burners.
And Perez trying to run. The attempt, anyway. Maybe fastest finish or something like that.
The fact that he makes that is crazy. Who is this guy?
You should be on the U.S. National Ryder Cup.
Oh,
here
we go.
No, that's not what I mean.
FP in the clutch.
Oh, this is huge.
This is one of my favorite putts.
Of Bob or Cole Cuts doing anything cool.
Can I request some FP bloopers next time? It's only good shots. What's the fun of that?
Is this their day job, you know?
Oh, man, I'm just not jumping at all. That's a weak attempt at a jump.
You know, you guys just mentioned what goes through a lot of us players' minds. You just voice it.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Pretty much. Welcome to YouTube.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know if you can see this, but to end on that kind of ruins the video a little bit. But
what was it?
It was a picture of his face. I expect him to zoomed in.
Oh,
damn.
No
one.
They're awesome. I really enjoy spending time with them and playing with them. They're great.
She's awesome.
Madeline's the best.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
We really. What a circus, man. What an absolute circus.
It feels so much worse when you're watching people watch those moments.
Yeah.
Well, in my case, because it's so outrageous.
Yaman banged you.
Yeah. You get why he does it. Like,
well, you send the clips.
Tough.
You banged him.
Yes.
It's the best clips.
But it was, it's content. Also, Benny Adam Hadwin is the most polite guy of all time.
Yeah, he's Canadian. And he's the wonderful
polar
guy.
Polar opposite of, not that you're not polite.
I'm a lovely individual. I treat everybody with kindness, respect.
Yeah, in terms of how brash you are and the cursing, and he's just like a nice Canadian man, and he just can't,
I didn't always curse like this. This has just been built up over years of just frustration.
Sure.
And by the way, I never when I'm at home, I never swear like in the presence of my parents. Very rarely.
I do want you to start saying fudge, though, on the court.
Yeah.
That's sugar. Just bring a fudge one time.
Can you imagine?
That'd be hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's the Callaway cut.
All right, folks. There you have it. Callaway cut there. And fellas, can I get a little bit of a drum roll here, please? We now head on over to the par three Poppy for our Q&A segment of the show. Poppy, take it away, pal.
All right, first question of the Q&A comes from The Will Crump. He wants to know, if you were to build the ultimate golfer using only BDS people, and you have to include everyone at least once, what would that look like?
That's a great question, dude.
That's a good question.
Very good question. I mean, FP, I almost think you should be the one to take that away. I think you would know better than us.
I think we take Joseph's driver.
Right.
I think when Joseph's driver is on, that's the best driver we got in the group. I think we I think Bob putting, like when he's putting well, he's pretty deadly, especially 10 feet and in. And then
everything else FP.
I mean, irons, wedges, that's not bad. Jet's attitude. You know, just
Jet's attitude.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. None of it fucking matters. That's how you win majors, dude. Short, you know, he's like a goldfish out there. And yeah, tickets just thirst for life, I think also would be what we
want.
Sure.
Wow. I like that. By the way,
sure.
Really good question. I'll be on to the next one.
Okay. This one comes from Mick Quillionaire. Your favorite stand-up comedian of all time? This is a timely question with Sebastian Maniscalco coming on the show. Who is your favorite comedian of all time?
I think it's best we're going to exclude Sebastian because obviously Sebastian would be our number one choice. So we're just going to exclude Sebastian. You can't say Sebastian Maniscalco. I'll tell you this, in a few days, it better be Sebastian. but for now, I'll start it off. You guys really got me into Shane Gillis. And then when we went to the Mothership in Austin and seen him live, it's like you even said to me that you've never heard me laugh like that. Like, that to me was one of the best. But I just recently got on to him, so I would say my number one overall would be Dave Chappelle.
That's a good one. That's
two good ones. Two really good ones.
Yams? Do you like Yaman?
I think my favorite ever is Bill Burr. Like when I used to listen to his stuff all the time, watch stuff. He kind of is similar to me, in like his attitude and his, I just think he's hilarious.
His rant when he goes off on the Philly fans who end up and he's in Philadelphia and they start booing him. And he turns the entire thing. He just scratches everything else and just goes off on them. Yeah. And then they end up giving him like a standing O after. That's one of the best, I think, moments in comedy of all time. FP, what do you got?
Nope. I like Gillis a lot, but I'll shy away from that one. That Bargatze's got me recently. I like him a lot. I think
in the program.
Yeah, he's that humor that he has, that kind of dry, like deadpan face, just like logic humor, to me is hilarious. He just catches you off guard all the time. I like watching him a lot.
Moving around the horn, the big ticket.
My favorite would be, I think, Louis C.K. I mean, he's just for a long time. He had a stretch when his show was on FX. I don't know, maybe it was from like 2009 to like 2017. He was the hottest comedian. It reminded me of Dane Cook when he was on Top of the World too. And I could even pick that stretch when Dane Cook was on Top of the World because I loved him when I was in high school. But I'll roll with Louis C.K. I'm a big old fan of his. Joey D?
I think Dave Chappelle's very good, but I'll go with his Bob Took Dave Chappelle. I'll go with the guy that I've watched twice live, is Jerry Seinfeld. If you go to his live, like his comedy's fucking funny. He's still got it. He's just got to kind of dig deep in the tank. But when he was back in the day, like he kind of like really set the precedent for like the everyday bullshit kind of humor of stuff that just happens that everybody takes for granted. And I like that. I like that. Now that's in his prime. So
I think probably the biggest regret of leaving LA is not going to enough stand-up shows. I mean, like going to like the Laugh Factory or anything like that. I wish I did more of that, and I really didn't. I saw Dane Cook when I went there, and I didn't know you could see these type of guys just by showing up on a Tuesday or whatever, and they're there. Bill Burr's there all the time. Like, I wish I did more of that. Ticket, let's fire away, baby.
Next question comes from Frank Leosi. He wants to know, how much money would it take to delete DoorDash from the phones of the boys?
Let's say that with that question, no delivery service at all, of course.
Sure, yeah, Postmates.
That's an important designation.
Yeah.
I would have no issue. I mean, pay whatever you want. I'll just get Uber Eats. No big deal.
Yeah.
I don't cook. So that's the problem, is I don't know how to cook. I don't cook. Now, thankfully, like Nicole cooks, but like every once in a while, I got to give her a break. So like it would be up there in terms of the amount of money. It's going to be a high number. The convenience of it, Bob, or you don't agree?
Can you still like get like, can you still call a pizza place and get like a deliver, like a,
no, none of that.
You can't have any delivery food at all. What about just
like, what about old school, like, hey, I want a pizza so and so?
I say off the table. No deliveries are
tough. What, do you have to pick it up yourself?
I don't think I would survive. Like, I think I'd just be dead.
Yeah, Jen has no car too, so that.
But I'm thinking we rely. Everything is ordered now. Whatever the fuck it is.
Jen, if somebody offered you $1.5 million tomorrow for 1 year of no delivery.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
So you would survive. You would survive.
Yeah, because $1.5 million.
$100,000.
$100,000, you would do.
I would do $100,000. Yeah. You would do $100,000, FP.
I wouldn't.
He's got to think about it.
Tick, 2024.
Tick. You got to be shredded.
$100,000. I honest to God would not do it.
That's crazy to me.
Tick, are you serious?
If you were given $100,000 for no delivery at all, you wouldn't do it?
Are you saying for 1 year or the rest of my life? For the rest of my
year,
life.
1 year.
One year.
1 year. It's close. I really one of the more. I really don't think I would.
$150,000.
Sure.
Wait, can you get in like a car and go to the place and get the food and come home?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So get $100,000 and then do that.
Tick, I think if that deal was actually offered to you, you'd have a hard time saying no to that.
Jeez. I'm telling the truth. It's not a. I really don't know for $100,000 if I would do that. I don't.
There was a long stretch where Ticket never had delivery services available because it didn't exist. So you've done it before.
I've been doing Postmates since about 2014. Dude. That's about 10 years. You just want me to erase 10 years of whole lifestyle? That's a how whole much thing of life.
How much do you think you spent on Postmates in 10 years?
Easily $30,000.
Oh, it's more than that.
You think it's more than that?
Yeah, that's way low.
10 years?
In 9 years?
Bob has spent $30,000 in a year.
Tick, I'm thinking like $100,000.
The first 5 years weren't all three meals of my day, though. It's become that. But the first 5 years were just, you know.
That would be $10,000 a year. I think it's closer to $100,000.
Holy
that's impossible. I mean,
you're spending $40 a pop, right?
A meal, and you're doing that three times a day.
That's $120 a day.
$30 to $40 a pop.
Yeah, that's $36,000 a year. $40 more.
A pop.
I think
that's 30. Actually more. That's like $360,000.
I just yesterday. Damn, dude.
How much did you spend yesterday, Bob? How much did you spend yesterday?
579. $320 yesterday.
But that's for two people, though. That's for two.
Yeah. Do you think Yaman offered to Venmo me? You think let me give you half of that? You think that?
I'm trying to hat tip, and I've been trying to hat tip.
Damn, dude.
Ticket, that is alarming. Ticket, do you think you're 250 meals this past year on Postmates?
Yeah, but I mean, yes, but I would say that some of them were taken care of through us. I'd say on my own, I'd say I'm right around 225 meals probably this year.
What did you do the other 160 days?
It was you ordering McDonald's.
It's more days than not, and some days twice, right? It's 300 meals.
Okay, oh, yeah.
It's probably
at 40 at $40 a pop.
That's $12,000.
That's $12,000.
Okay, I'm probably close to 100 then in 10 years. You're probably right.
Holy shit.
Probably. So you know what? If I take that $100,000 for 1 year, I've purchased everything. It's clean. I'm clean taking slate. $100,000. You're right.
Yeah, you're rich in your money. You're like Walter White.
Yeah. True.
All right. Let's rip another.
That is scary, Bob, when you look at how much you spend in a month. Like, I'm scared to look at mine because every once in a while I'll throw a banger in for Nicole and I. I'll do like a $200 John and Vinny's meal. And I'm not even counting those normally. Those are like the big bangers. Like, the average meal is like $50 to $60.
There's like, a reason Postmates isn't giving you that number, man.
McDonald's on Postmates will be like $20 to $30.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I almost never order via the apps when I'm home.
Really?
Like, never. No. Uh-uh.
Wow.
Why is that?
Because I don't. I like leave. Like, I leave my house and I like.
You'll go pick it up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Like, I go. I go to like my office, or I go play golf. Like, I go and do things, and I'll pick up food, or I'll eat food out. I'm not saying I'm cooking. That's not don't get.
But even in the winter now,
I don't just like order food to the house.
But even in the winter now, Effie.
Yeah, I mean it's not like it's a like fucking it's not polar bears out there. Yeah,
well, it is. There's no golf.
If Ann Cole like goes to dinner with the girls and I'm like especially lazy, then I'll do it. But that's, I think I did it once over this winter break and I've been home for like 2 or 3 weeks.
That's good, FB. Yeah. FB, how many days?
I mean, I'm not going out and eating salads, so like don't congratulate me too much. But
how many days a week are you going to the office?
Almost every day.
Wow, that's dedication.
Well, I'm not like grinding over here.
I thought you were about to pull out like one of these and to show like your work. You pulled out a Swedish fish.
He's grinded.
All right, Tick, fire another. Let's do two more.
There it is. Okay, two more. Teddy Cal wants to know, what is so special about Rao's? What makes that place so special?
We just talked about this.
Yeah, Yaman actually said Yaman said the other day, which he kind of nailed about, is that the dimming in the lights that they have, it's like the perfect shade of dark inside, the way that they dim the lights. The atmosphere, of course, is the best. And then the food is truly second to none. It's just, I've never loved a restaurant the way that I loved Rao's. And people, a lot of people think because I post them so much that like there's some sort of ad deal or something with them. They don't give a shit about doing an ad deal or anything like that, which I appreciate about them. They're so old school, but Yaman nailed it with the lights.
They also, it's the perfect volume. It's always the same murmur. You can't hear anybody else's conversation, but it's very obvious everybody's having amazing conversation. It's the wildest thing. It's always Bob the same loves, amount of people in there.
Bob loves the way that they acknowledge him when he walks in. Like, they know him. Tracy, the manager, walks up to the table to check in on how he's doing. That's a nice touch. Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying he likes that they know him. When he comes in, they treat him like a regular. Like,
That's hashtag earn, not given.
I understand that, but I think that's a big thing for Bob. Bob likes that.
But he didn't
when
Bob like
finds
it
a place, like when we used to go to Factor's Deli, he wanted to go there every day. He's a creature of habit. So when he finds something that he likes and then they treat him like family, it's the perfect synchronicity into him having a place that he loves.
Yeah, I also think too, you're not wrong, Joe. I also think too, one of my favorite things is like they have a perfect, like you could go there and like, yeah, they know us all. Like you go to the game, you go to the bar to watch a game and they have the perfect amount of coming over to you without doing it too much. Like it's the perfect amount. I'm going to come in, ball bust with you a little bit. I'm out. Enjoy your dinner. Come back. But like, everything about it is just perfect. There's times where I go in and I put in my headphones and just eat dinner with my headphones on sometimes too. I've made that move a couple times.
That's wild.
I would maybe
so. Are you gonna get a like a picture on the wall?
Nah, dude.
Did you ask?
I'm not gonna ask. It's one of those things where they gotta. I'll tell you this. I gave that place everything that I had. I really did. I gave it everything that I had. I've never. I never loved the place the way I loved Rayo's. Honestly, well, you know,
I think your cousin Jason's almost taken the baton and run with it now.
It's great.
I think he's taken over.
I think
Jason Berger is my king. He's my king.
He's everyone's king.
The one drinking. Going he's like him.
He's the best.
Yeah.
How many times are you gonna go this week?
It's your last hurrah. And by the way, we're not filming Sunday, so we're finally going to have a football Sunday with everybody not having ticket is a killer. It really is. I would kill for ticket to be there just for that last.
You are going to be there.
Ticket is going to be there.
I'm going to be right there.
My bad. You exactly. Yes. I'll tell you this then.
I did almost not go, to your credit. That's true.
Joe's gonna have his moving day, which I hope
you can get done. Yeah, I'm gonna miss a big chunk of it.
If we could get Joe over there as fast as possible to have everybody there for that Sunday, that football Sunday, all together as a group, and then followed up by the night game in Rayo's, that will be one of the happiest days I've had in quite. Like that's my dream day with the boys.
That's a good day. It's a damn good day.
Yeah.
So I want Vito's every day.
Yeah, Vito's is.
God, we're so.
I'm not
we're
getting so in fucked. Shape, am I? I'm just gonna be.
I am.
Vito's has salads.
Prez is on a war path for Vito's this trip because he's gone long. Normally does. He's out for blood on Vito's for this trip.
So fucking good, man.
That tortellini is the play when you go to Vito's. That's the play.
Yeah. I felt bad when I got that Postmates, Joe. I forgot your tortellini. It felt terrible.
No, it was for the best. I didn't need no tortellini.
All right, Mr. T, close us down, baby. Last one.
All right, last question comes from Grant Nutt, 24. why does Joey D always think his shot is the best when you guys do a screen?
That's ridiculous. That is honestly, first of all, that's an obnoxious question. Secondly, it's not true. I think sometimes it's been the only time when it's true. Sometimes when it's true is if it's like a two-man scramble with me and Bob. But I never think my shot's the best shot when it's a three-man scramble. I just don't. I know it's not because FP has the best shot like 9 times out of 10. So that's just a ridiculous question.
Wow.
I don't think it's true, Bob.
No, look, Joe, you got to defend yourself. I just didn't see us ending on that. I think part of the blame. I think part of the blame should go to Poppy for teeing that one.
You got another like positive question we can.
That was a great question.
I'm asking the people what they wanted to know.
I'm sorry. I wish I would be a little more upbeat about it, but I'm just going to tell it how I think it is. There are some times where I think. Here is what I think it is. I think sometimes I want a little bit like sometimes I think the shot's not as bad as it actually is. So like I just want that acknowledgement that it's not the worst shot. So like I'll like talk up my shot a little bit more, even though it stinks, because I've been for large chunks of this year in the dumps about my game. And that like Bob knows when you play with somebody and they're like, oh, it's not that bad. It was just a little off. Like it feels a lot better than knowing that you just stick, which is the reality of it all.
The you know last part of this cuts here. Go for it.
You know what Cutsy does that is hilarious? That is like your patented move. It's that it's not that you always think your shot is the best, but when your shot is used, you make sure to acknowledge that. So it's like if you hit it, if Bob hits a drive that's not good, you hit a good drive, FP it's not a good drive. You'll always be like, don't worry, we got mine, guys. And then everybody goes,
because I'll read that's through the true. Comments. It'll be like, they didn't use one.
I know. I'm just saying. I think it's hilarious.
And I'm like, bro, perfect. I at least got one under my belt. Like, at least got one good shot, you know? Yeah, right. I just want to. I just want to
block out the haters, Joe.
You just want to have fun.
There's
with
a
your
lot
friends,
of them. Yeah, I just want to have fun with my friends.
Joe,
I want to get fat with my friends.
Yeah, I mean, channels you could step into that would be a lot more haters, and we got it good, man. We got it really, really good. All right, action packed episode, unpacked a lot, folks. We love you. We appreciate you. That's been another edition of the Bob DeSports Podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and we will see you next week, fellas. See you this week.